What's going on, people? What the deal is? It's your boy, Q, man, on Q Talk. We back at it with another episode, man. You know, I've been gone for a little while, but it's all been in preparation for some upcoming stuff I got coming up personally and for you all. Today we want to talk about, can God be trusted? So many times we find ourselves in situations and circumstances to where we ask the question, God, where are you in this? And then sometimes it deters us. It has us feeling away. So today we want to talk about it. You know, we want to get to the nitty gritty of that question. Can God be trusted? So look, hang around, tune in, grab you a snack, grab you water, some juice, Powerade. Lock in with your boy. We here for a good time, not a long time. So let's get to it. Hey, and we back in it. Let's get straight into it, man. I've been watching and listening and praying, and I've been thinking about a lot of stuff, man. Life has been lifing, and like I said, I want to talk about today, can God be trusted? And what brought me to that question, and like I said, I never bring anything to you all that I cannot personally relate to. So a lot of times I feel like God puts me in situations and circumstances to be able to share with you all the steps, the process, what I'm going through, what I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying, and the answers to some questions. So this question here, can God be trusted? It really puts people in a kind of uneasy but yet curious state of mind, because you want to, can God be trusted? Because it almost seems abstract. It seems weird or out of line to ask that question, can God be trusted? Because everything that we have been taught has taught us that, you know, you're supposed to lean and trust and depend on God with everything you have. But if you're like me, right, if you've been through anything in life, if life has ever rocked you to your core, if you've ever been disappointed, if you've ever been hurt, if you've ever been let down, then you know sometimes you ask that question, like, God, you know, where are you in this? God, I know what you said. I know that you said to lean not to my own understanding. I know that you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. I know that you said you are very present, help in the time of need. I know that you said this, God, but right now, in this moment, what I'm dealing with, I feel like I'm all alone. I feel like I'm by myself. I feel like you are very far from me and my situation. And what in those moments of despair and loneliness and pain, you know what I'm saying? Because if we being honest, it's not a good feeling, right? If we being honest, sometimes we get a little ticked off. We get pissed sometimes because we feel like, God, I'm doing everything that I know to do as far as trying to be right, trying to live right, trying to treat people right. And yet and still is like I'm suffering. Yet and still is like I can't get ahead. And I had to ask the question, like, God, what? I had to change my mindset, right? So my question went from, can God be trusted, to what are you trying to get to me in this trial, right? So I had, what are you trying to get to me through this hard time? What are you trying to get to me in these struggles and these periods where I feel like my mind is just everywhere? I'm scatterbrained, right? So he would always bring back to my remembrance, like one of my very first podcasts that I shared with you all, and I said, it's not, you're not going to be judged based off what's going on around you or how people treat you, you're going to be judged based off how you react. And I'm like, okay, girl, you telling me I'm not going to be judged? Okay, so I'm really having to walk this out. I'm really having to put, you know, my faith to work because I'm in situations where I feel like I'm being done wrong. I'm in situations where I feel like I'm not where I should be, or I'm confused about some things, and I want to act out. I want to lash out. I want to say some things, but yet and still I feel convicted. Right when I make that post, and you know, I wanna lash out, and I wanna get somebody told, you know. But when I make that post, I get convicted, and I have to delete it and take it down. Right, I have to swallow that pride. You know, I have to put pride to the side and realize that, look, it's not about them. And that's what I want to help somebody with. It's not about them. It's not about people and how they treat you and what they say to you and how they don't respect you and how they mishandled you and how they talk about you and how they scrutinize you and put you down. It's not about them. It's about you. So many times we have heard in our lives that you can't control what other people do. And I'm just now really, after all those years, grasping that concept that you can't control what people do. Watch this. Not just outside people. You can't control what the people in your house do. Right? So your spouse, your children are their own person, have their own identity, you know, have their own ways and emotions and feelings. You can't control how they act. So sometimes your spouse gonna say stuff and push certain buttons and do stuff like that. And maybe I'm the only one, you know, maybe I'm the only one that deals with stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Your kids going to act up sometimes. You know, your finances going to be funny sometimes. God is saying, no matter what is going on around you, can't I trust you? Can't I trust you with nothing? So I'm like, God, can you trust me with nothing? So that means when everything is not going your way, when the money is funny, change is strange, and your credit just won't get it. Can I trust you when you're down to nothing? Can I trust you when the problems that you have, money can't buy you out of them? Can I trust you? I'm saying, okay, God, what do you mean by can I trust you? Will you still be who I called you to be, even in your hard time? And so many times we don't. We fail. I fail, right? Because, you know, when it gets hard, it gets easy to give up. Right? When it gets hard, you're pushing yourself and you're constantly trying to go and you're constantly trying to encourage yourself, but yet the devil just constantly bombards you with problems. He just piles them on. You know, talking to my wife, she said this, and we have to be so much careful, but so careful with what we say. She said, look, when it seems like if it ain't one thing, it's another. And I had to tell her, I said, well, wait, baby, you know, we don't want to put that into the atmosphere. One thing, and it's simple, oh my God, it's simple, and it's three words that when stuff is, and I promise you, I use it myself, when stuff is going on crazy, either from my job and home, money, all I tell God, all I say, all I put into the atmosphere is three words: all is well. And hell might be breaking loose around me, right? But we have to get that Peter mindset to when Peter stepped out of that boat, he got tunnel vision, and all he was focused on was God. And all you're letting God know in that moment, when you say those three words, all is well, it's saying despite what I'm going through, despite what I'm feeling, yes, I'm hurt. Yes, I'm disappointed. Yes, I'm crying. Yes, I'm sliding down a wall. I'm slubbing. I don't understand right now. I'm frustrated. You know what I'm saying? But I still trust that you are going to do and be just what you said you were going to be, God. That's what we have to be. So many times we walk away and we give up on God. And all this stuff is preparation. So many times we are fed this baby fool gospel, right? So many times, and I understand, and I'm not scrutinizing or putting anybody down, but watch this. We have to understand, in this, we have to be realistic, right? We have to be, we can't be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. So I can't give you, tell you that God is going to do this and yo, this is going to happen and that is going to happen, but I don't tell you about the process of it all. I tell you, hey, to come join this church or come join this fellowship, but I don't tell you about the hellhounds that's going to be on your trail once you decide to make this decision. That's where we lose people, right? Because we tell them about the start and we tell them about the end. We never tell them about the middle. The middle is the preparation. You know what I'm saying? The middle is the process. So a lot of times people don't get discouraged at the beginning or the end. The discouragement comes in the middle, during the process, where you're going through what God is molding you. God is putting you through things to get certain things out of you. And everything that he puts you through does not feel good. You know what I'm saying? You see stuff and you deal with stuff and you're hurt and you're let down and you're disappointed and certain things don't go your way. You know what I'm saying? Or the way we think they should go. But how many of us know that stuff don't happen to us? It happens for us. And what happens is when you're on this walk and when you're growing and you're becoming who God wants you to be, your perspective should change. So through life, in the immature spiritual states of in your early walk with God, you feel like stuff happens to you. Mm-hmm. Yep. You feel like stuff happens to you. You feel like they treated you bad, or they talked to you bad, or they handled you bad, or I got fired from here, I got fired from there, or this friend talked about me and turned their back on me, or this spouse cheated and left me. You felt like it happened to you. When you grow in your walk with God, you know that nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. What do you mean, Q? I mean what the Bible says. For we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. Meaning that all things, you know what I'm saying? Like everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the breakups, the mishaps, the failures, the disappointments, the crime. All of it works together for the good of those that love the Lord, right? So what does that love the Lord? When you say you love somebody, right? When you're in relationship with somebody, are all those days sunshine and rainbows? Nope. Are all those days rain and storms? No. But each side of it needs. When it rains, you need the sunshine to dry up the rain. When it gets too hot, you need a little rain to cool stuff off and wash stuff away and replenish, you know what I'm saying, what the sun has shined on. So you need both facets of it for it to work together. The same way with God, you got to have some pain. You got to have some hard times. But in the midst of you, you're going to have some good times. You're going to smile. You're going to laugh. You're going to joke. You're going to have people that come into your life that pour into you, that speak directly to your spirit, man. Right? And that's another thing. We have to get in position. We have to position ourselves around with people that are like-minded. Because sometimes the fight is not so much, it's not physical at all, but sometimes the fight is internal, because we're wondering why do I keep repeating this cycle? Why do I feel like I can't get ahead? Why do I feel like on this walk, I feel like I'm all alone? You have to check your circle, because a lot of times what happens is if you're walking hand in hand with someone and you all are going in the same direction, it's fine. You know, there's no tension, you know, but the minute that you decide to go east and they want to go west, what happens? You getting pulled, they getting pulled, but it's friction, it's problems. So many times we try to hold on to friendships, relationships that are going in the opposite direction of where we're going or where God is trying to take us. So what happens in that, Q? We become stagnated. We become stagnated. We become distracted. We get knocked off course because we're trying to hold on to something that God wants us to separate from. Why that friendship keep falling through? Or why, you know, it's weird when we talk? And why do I sense a sense of animosity and jealousy? Those are the warning signs that God is trying to get to us to say, hey, baby, hey, ma'am, you may want to check yourself. You may want to check their relationship. You know what I'm saying? You may want to check your connection. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we get distracted. I get distracted. And I have to check myself. How do you check yourself? You have to get quiet. You have to have your alone time with God. Because one thing I know, if you don't know God's voice in devotion, when it's time for him to give you direction, you're going to miss it. Right? It's just like with any relationship, if you don't put the time in, if you don't invest in that relationship with time, consistency, and effort, that relationship tends to have some holes in it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't invest in time, like I say, with your wife, spending time with your wife, talking with your wife, you're going to miss some stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're going to miss some of her frustration. You're going to miss some of her problems. You know, sometimes she might want to meet. If you don't establish that relationship, that means of communication, when stuff is going wrong, you're not going to know why. You know, same way with God. If I don't establish that relationship, if I don't establish constant communication to where I'm talking to him and I'm making myself available for him to talk back to me. When it's time for him to give me direction for my life, I'm not going to know his voice. So then you're going to be wondering, well, God, is that you or is that me? God, is that you or, you know, or am I, you know, hearing something different? The only way you really know is with the time that you invest. And getting before him, talking to him. And then we get there's another thing that causes us to fall off is that we get frustrated because we go with our own choice. And then we just want God to tag along later. You want God to bless something that he doesn't even have his hand in. Well, how do you know that? I've been there, done it. To where I don't wait on God to give me an answer. I go with my mood, me. I do what I feel like make me feel good. And then I ask God, okay, God, now I want you to bless this. I want you to put your hand on this and cover this and do that. And God be like, bro, you didn't consult me. You didn't talk to me before. You went with your mood. And being that we are free moral agents, God allows us to do what we want to do. And then guess what? We have to deal with whatever comes with that with our decisions. You know, I was thinking about something at work the other day. What if, right, when it's time for us to you know, go before God and then, you know, and judgment day is here. What if he got, you know, like on a big screen where he say, look, Q, my son, look, this is going to be a playback. Or what your life would have looked like had you been obedient to me. What if he did that? What if he showed us what our life looked like with obedience? Then, on the other side, what we chose? What would be the difference? Because what you'll realize is a lot of stuff we're not walking in obedience in. A lot of stuff we are just making decisions based on how we feel, what we want. And that's not right. It's not right to I'm gonna make a decision based on what I want, what I feel. You know what I'm saying? What's gonna satisfy me, and I don't console God about it. And then when hell breaks loose, when stuff get to happening, God, what's going on? Well, you didn't ask me to go along this journey with you. You weren't patient enough to wait on my answer. So you made your own. This is the workings of your hand. This ain't got nothing to do with the devil. You know what I'm saying? This ain't got nothing to do with nobody else on the outside. This is the work of your hands. And we don't have the power. We don't have the capacity to be able to deal with this stuff on our own. So that's why the frustration comes, the depression, the anxiety, the restless nights, the tossing and turning, the attitudes, and you know, because we are in our own way. We're trying to play God. We're trying to be more than what He wanted us to be. You know, I always wonder, like, why would God, like, out of all the animals, like, why would God say, you know, we are the sheep of His pasture? You know, what about sheep? But what I realized, and, you know, and sometimes people call sheep dumb animals, say they're not really intelligent, not really smart animals. Because a sheep needs a shepherd. You know, a sheep needs to be led around, you know, and kept, you know, protect. Our job is to, God's job is to lead and to feed, right? Our job is to follow and to swallow, right? So it sounds funny and it sounds like, you know, a little weird, but it's simple like that. If we are allowing God to lead our lives, that means He's leading our decisions. That means He's leading our relationships. That means He's leading our business interactions, friendships. He's at the forefront of all that. Because He tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways. That means in everything we do. In everything we do, God should be at the forefront. Acknowledge me. And He will direct our path. A lot of time, man, we take off in front of God. And we're like, hey, God, man, hey, I done did this. I need you to come up. And God be like, whoa, hey. You know, we back here. You know what I'm saying? You're not ready for that shit. And so many times we get ahead of ourselves. You know, that's just like if you go to the gym and you ain't been in the gym, you ain't worked out, you don't know what a weight room looks like. And you go put all the plates on the ball. And you say, well, hey, I'm going to lift this. What that going to turn out like? Even if you might get it off the rack, but what's going to happen when you get it off the rack and you got to do something with it? Trouble. Because why? You didn't prepare for that. You didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? You didn't prepare yourself. You didn't dedicate yourself to anything. You got ahead of yourself and you finna get yourself in a bind. Finna get yourself hurt. The same way with this walk. Stop getting ahead of yourself. You have not taken God by surprise. Nothing that you're doing, no position in life that you're at right now or in the future is taking God by surprise. You know, the envy and jealousy is the thief of joy, right? So you looking at things and you, oh man, they got, you know, we the same age. I should be there by now. Who said that? Who made you believe that that's what it's supposed to be? Because you don't know what it took for those people to get what they got or get to where they are. You don't know what it took. And a lot of times you don't want to endure what they had to go through. You know, one of my favorite comedians of all time is Mike Epps. And he had this joke to where he was saying, you know, God was going to be like, you know, hey, y'all come on. You know, he was going to be like, you know, y'all come to the altar. And this is God talking. Y'all come on to the altar and put all your problems down. He said, you know, but he wanted them to close their eyes. Close your eyes and put all your problems down. All right. Now open your eyes and pick your stuff up. Well, a lot of times, what happened is, what you pick up, somebody else got your problems. And you picked up somebody else's stuff and you jacked up. You know, what happens is, you don't realize how blessed you are because somebody will take your problems and be so ecstatic and be so full of joy because guess what? Somebody's situation is worse than what yours is. So you got to be thankful, even in the hard times, man. And I'm learning this so much. And it really tests your relationship with God because it is like, okay, God, can I give you praise? Can I worship you? Can I still tell your people that you are good when I'm struggling? When I'm having a hard time? When my money is funny? When I'm pissed off with some stuff? Can I still be faithful to you? Can I still be faithful to the call? You know, can I still be trusted with what you've blessed me with and given me with, given to me? Can I still be trusted? You know, we ask the question, can God be trusted? Because we go through stuff and we sometimes we feel all alone, but he's there. And all you have to do is look around you. He's there. Because even though things may be bad, you know, look around you. Look around you. Look at your family. You know, look at your life, your health and strength. Man, you know how many people can't get up and do for themselves? You know how many people are bearing their kids? You know, do you know how many people are sickly within their bodies? They are in constant pain all day, every day. You know how many people are depressed and suicidal and bipolar and schizophrenic? The fact that you can wake up every day with a sound mind. The fact that you can wake up every day with the activity of your limbs. The fact that you know, you can go to a job and do that job and come home safely every day. Those are underrated blessings. So many times we just get in the routine of doing stuff and don't even know. One of the most dangerous things you do, the most dangerous things you do on a day that you sometimes you don't even think twice about, is get in those vehicles and travel back and forth up and down these highways. Man, that's so dangerous, man. But sometimes we forget that because we didn't did it for so long, ain't nothing happened yet. But don't you know, in a split second, your life can be over. Don't you know, you go to these jobs and your life can be over. So much we take for granted, man. And I'm learning never to take anything for granted. Never to take anything for granted. I don't take for granted that I can get up and I can see my wife and kids. I don't take for granted that I can pick up the phone and call my mom, call my grandma, call my pop, my dads, both of them, and talk to them. I don't take for granted the friendships and the relationships that I have, that I can call and text and check on people and they reply. You don't want to ever take that stuff for granted, man, because when people are gone or when you are gone, that is it. That is it. You know what I'm saying? If you really love and value people, man, your mindset will change, man. Stop taking it for granted, man. Every single day, every single minute, every single second is a blessing. Because nothing is promised to us. We don't know when it's our time. I'm gonna be honest with you. What if today is my last day that I'm speaking with you all, sharing with you all? You know, I want to leave an impact here, right? I want to leave an impact to where when I leave here, my legacy and my life still lives on. How does it live on, Q? That you can look back at my life and say, Q was a great man. He tried. He was a great kid. He was a great, you know, teammate. He tried to help whoever he could. He tried to share the word of God. He tried to encourage people while he was here. That's what I want my legacy to be. I don't want nobody to have to try to preach me into heaven or make up stuff to sound good. Man, look, I want my life to speak for me, you know. And the question, what did you do with your dash? You know what I'm saying? That's another question. What did you do with your dash? Meaning from your birth date to your home going, what did you do with that little dash in the middle that we saw so many times? We often look, because sometimes we make the most significant parts of our life is the birth and the burial. No, that's not the most important. It's the middle, that little dash. What did you do with your dash? Be mindful. Try to make an impact every day. A positive impact. No matter, we have to be atmosphere changers. Meaning stuff, the spirit of a room ought to turn around when we walk in. Because they recognize the anointing that we carry. They recognize who we represent, even though they may not never say anything. They may not never tell you. They may, you know, it's something, I feel something with you. They might not never say that. But when you know the authority that you walk in, when you know what God has placed on the inside of you, you know I'm not normal. I'm not just your average. You know, when I'm here, when God allows me to be here, stuff has to change. Because why? I'm a representative of him. I'm a king's kid. I'm called and anointed of God. You know what I'm saying? So you have to believe that. You have to stand on that. You know what I'm saying? Every single day, even through the hard times, we're not giving up. We're not quitting. Yes, have your time. You know what I'm saying? Because even the Bible, it tells you for it's a season for all of it. It's a season to mourn. It's a season to plant. It's a season to pluck up. It's a season for all of it. So have your time to where you, okay, have your time where you cry. Have your time where you, but look, we not crying as those with no hope. Because we know, what do we know? We know that all things work together for the good. And meaning that this storm is not the end. It's just a part of it. This storm, this hard time that you're going through, it's not the end. It's just a part of it. You still have more to the story. That's not how your story is gonna end. The rain, look, the sun gotta come out. It gotta shine. You know, even through the roughest of times. The storms don't last, they pass. You know what I'm saying? So we have to hold on to that to know that, look, if we're suffering with them, meaning if we're going through with them and we're still holding his hand, we're still taking him at his word, we're going to reign with him. Meaning it's going to turn around. You know, fret not thyself of evildoers. Don't look at, you know, I think that was David that said, look, I almost got the tripping. I almost messed up because I saw folk, evildoers winning. You know what I'm saying? I saw them getting it done. I almost messed up because I saw, look, it just looked like that. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bible tells us, look, they going to be cut off. They going to have their day. They will be cut off. So you got to hold on to it. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Even when we change, even when we have mood swings, even when we are not as consistent and persistent in our pursuit of him. You know, so because life, like I say, life be life, man. You know what I'm saying? But we got to keep first things first. Keep God first. Trust God with everything. The simplest of things. Trust God. And don't ever feel like he does not care. He's not too big of a God to where he doesn't care about your problems. He cares. He wants to hear from you. But don't think that you can cheat the process. Don't think that, you know, he's not going to rebuke a storm that's in season. You know, some storms are sent for certain reasons, you know, to get something to you or out of you. Or wash stuff, certain stuff out of you. Because a lot of times when stuff get hard, what happens? People get the tripping. People be like, oh no, you broke? Oh no, you depressed. You what? You I think. And they deal. And that's cool. That's cool. Because why? It was purpose for them to deal. Don't go stop chasing people that's trying to leave. Stop chasing relationships that's trying to leave. Man, look, let them folks go. So God can give you and replace what you really need, what's purpose for you. You know? So look, man, look. Hopefully, prayerfully, something I said you can use and you can apply it to your life. Matter of fact, I know you can because I'm applying it to mine. Look, this is a one size fits all. Any and everybody can apply this word, these principles, these experiences to their daily life. Don't give up. Keep trusting God. Keep God number one. And I promise you, it gets greater later, sooner than later. It's going to turn in your favor. Don't give up in the process. You got a reward waiting on you. You just can't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Change is coming. Believe that. Check in with your boy in a little while. Look, man, it was great talking to y'all, man. Hopefully we do it again here soon. I got a lot of stuff coming up. We'll stay in constant contact to keep you guys updated, man. Like I say, reach out to us. Give us feedback. Let us know if what we're putting out there is helping you guys. Look, I love you, but God loves you the best. Your boy is out of here. I'll holler at y'all next time, man. Peace.